My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube if you like as well at the Team 980. We're taking a look at Ben Standig's agent survey, the sixth annual that he has done. And the first one that really has been kind to the Commanders. Obviously, there's a lot of new people in charge, which is one of the kind parts of the survey. We'll talk about it more with Ben in person, or I guess on the phone, if you will. He's going to be on the show at 5 o'clock. That was the point of that. And so we'll get a lot more insight, et cetera, et cetera. But we right now are going to take a look at the parts of the survey that really were kind to the Commanders, and that is the executives. When it comes to best talent evaluator, Anthony, Adam Peters got 3 votes, which puts him tied for, I guess, 3rd place. John Schneider and Brett Veach, the Seahawks and Chiefs general managers, both got 4, and then Gutekunst, the Packers GM, got 3 votes as well of the 31. Peters, 3. Chris Ballard, Eric DaCosta, Brad Holmes, and Nolan Teasley, who's the Seahawks assistant GM, actually got 2 along with those other names that I mentioned. So a couple of people on Peters said, again, these are NFL agents anonymous to Ben Standig. Peters might be a curious choice since he just got a GM job, but look at his time with the 49ers and the start with Washington. They've already done an excellent job flipping around the scouting department. Just having a scouting structure is something that Washington hasn't had for about 20 years. No GM is the sole evaluator of a team. And I thought that's a really, really fascinating comment because for years, they've had people that I think were pretty respected as scouts. But there was no great process to get the information out of those scouts and use it optimally. I think Kyle Smith did a good job. Like, if you look at the good drafts that they had, it's because the first year of Scott McLuhan, they had some of that stuff. The draft or two that Kyle Smith had where he was actually in charge and allowed to cook, if you will, like, those are some of the better drafts that Washington has had. Certainly not no misses, certainly not perfect, but, like, they got some good players, and some of the guys that come out of those drafts are the ones that are still around here a bunch of years later. Meanwhile, the past bunch of years where Ron had way too much on his plate, and I'm not trying to just dump on Ron because everyone thinks that now it's like dump on Ron Rivera season, but the reality is when your head coach is also the GM, it's you don't have someone who's as dedicated to the scouting who's in charge. And so, you know, if there's ways to circumvent the system. Oh, I got to get this on the head coach's desk. I'm going to go around the GM or a guy, you know, whether it was Mayhew or Marty Herney. Those two, I don't know that their roles were always super clear on who should do what and whose voice was listened to. And they may have changed from year to year, or sometimes another voice came in. Whatever it was, we know that, you know, obviously throughout the entirety of the time, Dan Snyder had veto power and used multiple first round picks on quarterbacks in ways that the football people didn't always approve of. So now that you have clear hierarchy, clear, great scouting voice, even before you take some of the scouts and move them around in ways that Adam Peters has done since the draft, during this first draft, everybody knew exactly what they were supposed to do. Doesn't mean there weren't upgrades in talent, and there already has been. After the draft, they moved on from some of the scouts, and they reassigned some others and brought in some of their own people. But between the smart people they brought in, Adam, Lance Newmark, Brandon Sosna, who we'll talk about more in a second, et cetera, and just having a system, I think it's pretty clear they have a lot better process. And you see that with the talent they brought in the draft and really, frankly, in free agency as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving the fact that he is up here. But also, I think there was somebody else that commented and was like, look at, you know, what he did in San Francisco. I think he possibly could have got even more votes had, you know, this been like next year and, you know, this season actually gone, you know, pretty well. I just think people are a little, I guess, cautious, you know, to like, you know, anoint him and give him that best talent evaluator as a GM just because he is stepping into a new role. And, you know, he had John Lynch ahead or, I guess, partner with him while over in San Fran.
For sure. But I think that a lot of agents realize that, like, while Lynch's opinion was super valued, like, Peters is a scout.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of agents, because there's some, like, there's some agents that, like, have a little bit of a scouting background sometimes, or every agent likes to think that they're a great scout, whether that's actually true or not. So, like, I think there's a respect for Peters that way. And I think also the way Adam treats people. Which GM or front office leader do you trust most? 31 responses from agents around the league to Ben Standig. And number two, or sorry, with two of those votes, which is tied for third, is Adam Peters. It's Elliot Wolf from the Patriots, Brett Veach from the Chiefs, 4 and 3. And then tied with two, Steelers GM Omar Khan, who's been around forever, and Nick Caserio of the Texans. And then it's Adam Peters. And so the fact that he's already earned the trust of all these people that he deals with is a great sign for the future in terms of negotiations, trades. Like, if you're an agent, you want to put your player in a position to succeed. I think you trust Adam Peters wouldn't be bringing your guy in if he didn't think that that was the case. I think that the way that Dan Quinn runs things, frankly, along with Adam, like, they give guys shots to compete. So if you're an agent who has UDFA type players or like guys that are going to sign league minimum 1 year deals and you want them to be able to come in and legitimately have a chance to make the roster and compete, you're going to trust that Adam is actually going to make sure that your guy has a shot. There's no guarantees. Like, I bet you Anthony Pittman's agent is bummed out on roster cutdown day. Here's a veteran that they signed and brought in, and, you know, he had a chance to make the team, but he didn't. It was a competition, and he didn't win the competition. But I'm sure that there's a level of respect there that's like, hey, my guy had a shot, and that's what you want, I think. And to know that if you're dealing with a contract situation or whatever, that the person across the table from you is going to deal honestly with you. And part of that's different for Washington this year compared to any other year is that they have the power to do it. You know that Adam Peters is in charge. Josh Harris is not going to come in and undercut him. When you were dealing with Bruce Allen and Ron Rivera and anybody else, and I'm not saying those guys were great at the job, obviously, but you also know that Dan Snyder could come in and wipe something out. And if you could shortcut and go straight to the owner, you might be able to get a better deal. And that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. How much of this question do you think is about the GM, the person? Because, again, I think the point you just made about Anthony Pittman, who they brought in as a free agent, the relationship between AP and, you know, his agent, not necessarily saying like it may be fractured just because, you know, he didn't make the roster, but I think there's a respect level, and, you know,
for sure,
he just, you know, respect who
straight
Adam. Yeah, he's straightforward guy.
For sure. I think that's all you want is, like, if you tell me something, and you can tell me bad news, but don't tell me something's good when it's bad. And frankly, don't tell me something's bad when it's good. Like, I got to be able to trust you so that I can make informed decisions with and for my client. That's what I want if I'm an agent. And the fact that Adam already has that trust from, you know, some people in the league, and I'd be curious to do like a ranked choice voting, like, or like a scale, like, do you trust this GM on 1 to 5, a scale of 1 to 5? And how many people would have put Adam Peters at a 4 or 5 compared to other GMs? Like, how would he have ranked there versus just a simple, who do you trust the most?
Yeah.
And him getting some votes. I thought the other interesting thing, you know, for years and years and years in Washington, part of the problem, you know, with the exception of that one staff in 2013 that we all know has now produced, what, 5 head coaches? And Kyle and Sean and Raheem and all those guys.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt, Mike
Daniel.
Yeah, yep. So there's at least five. There hasn't been a lot of talent that's come through the building. And on the front office side, like, there hasn't been any future GMs that have come through the building. Kyle's probably the best personnel executive that's gone through here, and he's the director of player personnel, or vice president. I think he's the VP of player personnel in Atlanta now. So he's like a number two or number three, depending on their hierarchy down there. But for the most part, like, you haven't had top flight executives being recruited out of here. That's going to change. That's going to change, and it's going to change quickly. Future GM to watch in the agent survey for Ben Standig. 31 responses, three of them, which is the second most of anybody, Brandon Sosna, Commanders Senior Vice President of Football Ops. That is pretty high marks for a guy who, by the way, Anthony, is as old as Dak Prescott. He is 31 years old.
Good gracious.
One agent says, I can give several reasons for choosing Brandon Sosna. He is transparent and beyond intelligent. At a very young age, he has been a crucial figure in two organizations at a high level. He's only 31 now. It's a coup for Washington. So talk about having brain trust in the building. I mean, Lance Newmark, I think, is well-respected and well-liked. And we saw, you know, we heard him yesterday, pretty sharp guy, super on message, clearly a huge asset for Adam. But Sosna, like, that dude's not going to be here in 5 years. And he'll be 36, but he'll be running a team somewhere. Or he'll be assistant GM somewhere. Or they'll have to figure out a way to give him a bigger title here if they want to keep him. Because even though he's a senior VP, like, he's a number three level. Like, he's reporting to Newmark, who reports to Peters, if he's not reporting directly to Peters himself. That dude is extremely respected, well-liked, and coveted, I would say, around the league.
Yeah, the structure just of the organization in general, you talk about the executive side, and you also look at the coaching side. Granted, like, we have people who are going to be, you know, highly coveted after this first year, but there's always a success plan. And I just think having him as, you know, your number three is a super luxury right now. So
for
it doesn't
sure.
surprise me that, you know, he's number three on this, or number two, but, three list.
Yeah, he's number two on
number
list.
Two. Yeah, number two.
You know, I think that it will be interesting to see, like, you know, the Eagles have had a bunch of people. Because, like, when teams go to poach GMs, right, it's not just the assistant GM. There's, like, three dudes from the Eagles that interviewed multiple times. And I know they've got a couple more in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ravens, some of these big good front offices, the 49ers have had people interview. You know, Peters hasn't left, but other people under Peters did leave, I think, previously from San Francisco under John Lynch in that front office. That's going to be Washington. And, like, you know, especially, like, if they're good in the next couple of years, Lance Newmark's going to get looks to be a GM, because he will have been a part of the rebuild in Detroit and then the rebuild here. And some sorry team is going to be like, please help rebuild us. And then Sosna will either be elevated here, or he's going to be getting looks because Washington is good. And the alternative is you're bad and no one wants your people. I don't want that. I'd rather be good and be poached than be bad and, you know, and not have to worry about it, because, well, those people are going to be looking for jobs for different reasons, because they ain't going to be here no more. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And coming up next, something that would have been our number one story in May and June is happening tonight, and I bet you don't even know about it. I'm going to ask you if you're still interested next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.